Welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, and with me today is Trong Meller, editor of the Styrene Report in Europe. He's going to fill us in on what's been happening in the European styrene market. So, Trong, what are European styrene spot numbers doing as February draws to a close?
Well, spot numbers were definitely up over the course of February. What we've seen since late last week, however, is the numbers are starting to come down. And that's more or less in line with what we're seeing in the Asian styrene market. There's very slow demand there, particularly in China, following Chinese New Year. There wasn't really that bounce back. And CFR prices in the region are currently around the low 1400s. Meanwhile, however, the big story is the spot market in the US, where prices are very strong. We're sort of talking about 1700 plus. We've had various planned and unplanned outages. The AmSty extension, which was announced last week, so that unit there at St. James will be down until sometime in Q2. And obviously the COSMA unit will be down until perhaps something like May later this year. So we're actually starting to see some Asian styrene moving into the US. So it's kind of a reversal of the usual trade flow. Now, in terms of Europe, pricing here is currently stuck somewhere in between those levels. We're seeing bids as low as 1500 and offers still more or less in the high 1500s. I think availability in Europe is okay. Possibly some length could emerge, but fundamentally the market's still very strong. You're looking at benzene styrene spread still holding just above 500. Benzene's coming down now, so there might be some room for downward movement on styrene still. Now, I think the one factor looking ahead is what happens in Asia with the various turnarounds between now and April. So the market there, you know, once the inventories are worked through, could really start to bounce back quite sharply.
How is European demand for styrene this month and looking ahead to March?
A demand in Europe for styrene throughout the styrenics chain, I think it's been pretty reasonable over February. Obviously, it's the winter season, so traditionally it's still quite slow for construction. We did see some initial pre-buying in February, I think, despite the big €260 increase on the styrene settlement this month. Buyers were really expecting higher March numbers as spot continued to push upward in February. And there was a healthy contango, but that seems to have disappeared now. I think the higher numbers definitely put some pressure on buying interest for styrene. Obviously, a lot of the derivative producers will, you know, start talking about product substitution, switching to PET, that kind of thing. Winter season, as I said, it's usually pretty slow. So March demand should, in theory, pick up. And certainly if there's a lower styrene barge settlement, that'll definitely help with consumption next month.
Great. Thanks for explaining that, Trong. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.